Hi everyone, this is Alana Carter, the founder and CEO of Renaissance Writing LLC. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about resumes versus CVs. What are they, and when should you use each one? Stay tuned. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Renaissance Writing LLC podcast. I can't tell you how much it means to me that you've taken time out of your day to join me and hear tips about writing, which is near and dear to my heart. I'm very happy to say that you can now support the channel by donating on our Anchor site. We do have a donate button. And as always, I want to invite you, if you have any questions or, you know, if you have any topics that you want to discuss, to leave me a voice message on the channel. So I just want to shout out my friend Kaylee, who's in New Zealand, for giving me this idea on this episode. We were talking the other night and she said, "Oh, I just never know when to use a resume or a CV. Sometimes I don't even know if I know what a CV means." And I can sympathize with her. I think a lot of people can. We've probably even heard those two words used interchangeably, but I'm here to break it down. So let's start at the beginning. A resume is a document that's used to show your skills, usually used to gain new employment. It has components such as a career summary or an objective, work experience, education, awards, and volunteer service. On the other hand, a CV is more for academically based positions. So if you were looking for something maybe as an adjunct professor or a research position, you might want to use a CV. This particular document is going to list your research, presentations, papers, achievements, awards, honors, and publications. So you see there are some similarities in what they have on them. However, a resume is 1 to 1.5 pages, the max would be 2, and a CV is going to be 2 to 12 pages, actually, according to themuse.com. So I reference the Muse because they have this great article on their website called CV versus Resume, and it's written by Stacy Lasto. So you should hop over there after you listen to the podcast and check them out. They have great career advice. So going back to the differences and some similarities of the two. So the CV again is academically charged and the resume is more mainstream career charged. So we'll use, for example, let's just say I was a foundry worker. What would I use, a CV or a resume? Unless I was somebody who went to school and studied the usage of foundry through the neoclassical age, I would use a resume. I don't know if there's such thing as a foundry professor. For some reason, that particular profession popped in my head. So a foundry worker would use a resume. A microbiologist or a cancer cell researcher who has written papers on their research would use a CV. And just a word of note on both of them. You always want to make sure you update these things regularly. You want to make sure that whenever your job position is changing or your skills are changing, your resume or your CV is changing as well. You want to keep your most current work on the top. So if you had a job that was 10 years from this year, particular year, let's just say it was, you worked somewhere in 2008, those would not go on your resume. You could, however, keep that on your CV if it was a research position, because that's relevant to the field that you're going into. But with a resume, employers typically don't want to see anything that's older than 10 years. So aside from keeping them updated regularly, you want to keep them somewhere on hand. So by that, I mean, keep them stored on your Google Drive or your Microsoft OneDrive. So that way, if you need it to access it from your smartphone, you can. Simple as that. Or if you need to update it, you can. You can do it right then and there. So that is my podcast on CVs and resumes. I hope I have answered questions that people might have. You can feel free to leave me a voice message or reach me at www.renaissancewritingllc.com or renaissancewritingllc@gmail.com or visit the Facebook page, Renaissance Writing LLC. I look forward to hearing from you. I hope you enjoyed the program. And until the next one, happy writing.